Ramsey TV.
People are in love with mortal life. That's the whole thing. That's the whole cause of this current virus panic. I hate to even say the name of it because I'm not participating in it. I'm not. I'm checking out, but I'm not participating in the coronavirus panic. In fact, I'm thinking of going out and licking doorknobs today. Going all around town licking doorknobs. I'm just really pissed off at the whole artificialness of it. I am convinced that the panic is artificially induced. I'm not saying the virus is artificially induced, although some people think that. They think that it's a bioweapon that it was developed by evil entities that are trying to wreck the economy. It's possible, but I wouldn't go that far personally. However, the economy is being wrecked, however you look at it, and I predict that the economic fallout will be far, far worse. In suicides alone, my prediction is suicides alone, based on the economic fallout, will be greater. The death toll of suicides alone will be greater than the death toll of this freaking virus if it had just been left to itself. You know, I get upset when the government tries to finagle things. Let's take something as simple as daylight savings time. I'm going to get into 1 Corinthians 15. God help me. Daylight savings. This is our anchor right here. The Word of God. This is your anchor in times of insanity. And that's what this is. This is insanity. This just shows you that it's a bunch of virtue signaling. One business closes and another business, they don't want to look like they're not caring, so they close. And it's like a domino effect because nobody wants to be the one who looks like they don't care. So it's virtue signaling. Virtue signaling is wanting everybody to know that you're a righteous person because you're doing the acceptable, prudent thing when in fact you're just trying not to look bad. That's virtue signaling, and I believe that's what's going on here. I could be proven wrong. I was talking to a friend. Oh, this is our anchor. I was talking to a friend this morning in Holland, and he's convinced that the threat is real, and he wants me to prepare. He goes, Martin, you need to have food on hand. I said, no, I am not participating in it. I'm not participating in it. I'm going to get back to daylight savings time. There was a Monkees song. I think it was on the Headquarters album. Maybe not. Maybe it was on the album they called the Monkees. I don't know. It's called Zor and Zam. It's about two kings. The king of Zor, he called a war. The king of Zam, he answered. And these two kings, they plan this war. They're going to have this war. But the punchline of the whole song is nobody shows up. They gave a war and nobody came. Well, they threw us a virus, and I'm not coming to the party. I'm not participating in it. Screw the virus. I'm going to lick doorknobs today. I don't care. My friend told me, I want you to prepare. No. Go out and buy rice. No, I'm not going to buy rice. I'm not going to buy rice. When the government starts finagling things artificially, like, for instance, when the government props up a bank, bails out a bank, or bails out any industry, instead of letting the market decide who succeeds and who fails, then it's worse than if the government had just stepped out of the way, let the market forces take their toll. If you have a good business, it'll succeed. If you have a bad business, it'll fail. When you artificially prop it up, then I'm not sure what happens, but I know it's not good. We go to daylight savings time. Well, if you prop up a business, is kind of like passing a kid who's getting F's in school. Kids getting F's in school, just pass them through. What happens? You got a numbnut going all the way through the system. And we don't need any more numbnuts in this world, but we're saturated with numbnuts. Saturated. So what is daylight savings time? The government thinks it's a good idea to play with time. You're going to play with time. Is that what you're going to do? Take an hour here, put it over there. Oh, because we're clever. Ho, ho, ho. More people die. I don't know what the hell the purpose of daylight savings time is. What is the purpose? But I know it disrupts society. More people die. People die because of daylight savings time. Did you know that? Because people are tired. They get in car wrecks or whatever. It ends up being an economic disaster because farmers, their animals are off by an hour and the milk production gets screwed up for like 2 weeks before the cows can adjust to the time. God knows. Only God knows the havoc wreaked by man, humankind, playing with time. Then the Fed here in the U.S., the Federal Reserve, they play with the interest rates because they think that this will help. It's the cook spoiling the broth. It's getting your fingers in there and messing with things that ought to be left alone. And I'm sorry, many people will disagree with me what I'm about to say, but that's okay. To me, the CV is artificially induced panic, much like the global warming. I mean, the difference between the global warming panic is because man-made global warming is a fiction. That's right. I'm a climate denier. Because this is being used as a tool to control people. And people are so stupid that they get all fiery and they start, using one plastic bag instead of two because they think they're saving the planet. And you get all these people virtue signaling about how they're green and how they're saving the planet. And in the meantime, they're falling in line under this entire lie, which says we're in a global emergency. And because this is a global emergency, it calls for a global solution. Therefore, we are going to have to take over the economic sector. We're going to take over hospitals. We're going to have to take over the energy facilities. We're going to have to take over coal, take over electric, take over nuclear. And pretty soon the government's controlling every aspect of your life because they're saving you, you see, from this worldwide crisis, which, in fact, the panic for that has been completely fanned. It's not true. The whole thing's not true. There are like young people today who are so concerned about climate change that they're killing themselves. That's true. I've heard stories where people contemplate or actually carry out suicide because they're fearful for the future of the planet. The planet's gonna die, don't you know? Because I'm not segregating paper from plastic. Total BS. And so you can die from fear. And people are not having kids. People are not getting married, not having kids. Why bring in a family into the world when the planet's gonna be destroyed, blow up, warm up like a freaking Pop-Tart in a toaster in 12 years? Do you know why that the lefties are saying that, well, we have to fix this within 12 years? Because the climate, the real science is calling for a cooling period. What do you know? This also has to do with like the sun and sunspots and ups and downs. The medieval warming period was the warmest time in history. It was before industrialization. Get it? Medieval warming period has to do with the sun. So this artificial panic is induced so that people will cede control to the government. Because they're just trying to help you, you know. BS, yeah. As Ronald Reagan says, the 10 scariest words you can ever hear are, quote, "Hi, I'm from the government, I can help." Scariest words you can ever hear. Leave the frickin' thing alone. If I'm telling you, if this thing with the crown on it, the virus, I hate to even say it because I don't want to give it credence. I'm not participating. They threw a virus and I refused to show up to the party. What was I just saying? The panic and the economic, see, people don't consider, oh, the government should leave everything alone. Leave it alone. Let this thing go. Let it thin the herd. Let it thin the herd. I'm sorry, you know, but the correction we're making because of this is going to be far worse than if we did nothing. Let the virus go. Let it thin the herd. I'm not talking about eugenics here because that's induced by human beings. That's induced by human beings via abortion or euthanasia. I'm talking about an act of God that thins the herd. All right, even if 100,000 people died, as terrible as that would be, it's not even as terrible as the economic fallout of this thing's going to be. And in fact, I was happy about Trump's response to it, and I still think it's going to work for his benefit because he's artificially propping up an artificial panic. Yeah, so in an artificial world, that, you know, that works out just fine. In an artificial world, if you're a guy bringing an artificial solution to an artificial problem, then you're artificially a success. So Trump's going to artificially be a success. But I credit, I guess, Boris Johnson over in the UK, his first idea was, well, let's just let people get it, get immunity to it. Most people don't die from it, like 99.99% of people don't die from it. And so just let it go. That was genius. That was genius. I first thought he was nuts, but then the more I see this, I'm thinking, no, that's a pretty good idea. So Boris Johnson, but of course he's caving now because I'm looking up something that somebody sent me today. Wait till you hear this. Johnson is caving because of political pressure. Same thing with Trump. At first he said, that's nothing, it'll pass. He should have stayed Trump. Trump, you should have stayed Trump. You should have stayed Trump. But instead, you bowed to the pressure. That's okay. I can't blame you because it's political suicide to not take proactive steps. My friend in Holland is, yay, proactive steps. But he doesn't see that the fallout from the economic ruin is going to be way far worse. I know this is God's thing. I know God's in control. I know that we're supposed to obey the superior authorities, and I will. I'm a fine citizen. So far, they haven't told anybody not to lick doorknobs. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm a rebel, if you can tell. I'm a rebel. But, let the thing go. We'd have been better off doing absolutely freaking nothing. Trump's instincts at the beginning were right. Boris Johnson's instincts at the beginning were right. I don't believe what my friend in Holland is saying, that this is a real threat. It's a good thing we're doing this stuff. No, it's the worst thing in the world that we're doing this. Worst thing in the world. I could be proven wrong, but I'm just giving you my thoughts on it now based on human nature. And that's what I started the show with. The human nature that says, oh, we're so afraid of death. We don't want to die. We love mortal life. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You love this life? Huh? This life that is full of death, funerals, chaos. This is the world that crucified Jesus Christ. That's how wonderful the people are here. Yeah. This cosmos, this world, this eon crucified Jesus Christ. You're happy with it? People are starving every day in this world. People are being tortured every day in this world. And you want more of it? It's like the beginning of Woody Allen's movie, Annie Hall. He's telling a joke in his monologue at the beginning of the movie. He talks about two women at a restaurant. One woman says to the other one, the food is really terrible here. And the other one says, yes, in such small portions. What the hell is the matter with people? People tell me, well, Martin, you got to make the best of things. Life's too short. If I hear one more person say life is too short, you're cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Life is too damn long. Haven't you noticed? Haven't you noticed? It's way too long. This is our anchor right here. I'm more desperate than ever because of the stupidity of the world. I mean, I've always known it was stupid, but this takes the cake. Honestly, this takes the cake. I'm more anxious than ever for Jesus Christ to return. I mean, I've always wanted it. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, and all that good stuff. But now it's like taken on epic proportions. And like I said, I've turned off the news. I can't hear anymore. I can't hear any more of these talking heads getting all, oh, this is the latest report on the coronavirus. No, and from now on, I refuse to even say it. So anytime I mention that thing, I'm going to call it something else. I'm going to call it the, I got to come up with a code name for it. Something totally absurd. The God thinning, the God population thinning technique, the divine population thinning technique, divine DP, deep divine population thinning technique, DPTT, the DPTT, I gotta write this down, divine, nah, it's too hard to remember, I'll come up with something else. Listen to this, a guy sent me this, guy from Illinois sent me this, it's called, what's the subject line here? DPTT in perspective. DPTT in perspective. One of the worst days so far for the DPTT was the 10th of February. On that day, on the 10th of February, listen to this. This is the worst day of this thing, the DPTT. And I don't even remember what that stands for anymore. On that day, 108 people in China died of DPTT. On the same day, that 108 people in China died from this thing that started in Wuhan. That's a good one. The thing that started in Wuhan. What's the acronym for that? Thing that started in Wuhan. TTSIW. Not too snappy. I'll come up with something else. On the same day, 26,283 people died of cancer on February 10th of this year. 26,283 people died of cancer. 24,551 died of heart disease on that day. 4,300 died of diabetes. And on that day, suicide took more lives than the virus did by 28 times. 28 times as many people died from suicide on the worst day of this damn thing. I don't even know how to finish that sentence. I'm so upset. Moreover, mosquitoes kill 2,740 people a day. Mosquitoes. Well, let's close down the beach. Why? Because mosquitoes are killing 2,740 people a day. But Martin, the mosquitoes are in another part of the world. Never matter. Never mind. Never matter. We're a global community now, and we have to take care of one another. So we have to act globally. We have to come together as a globe and give our freedom to our global masters so that they can tell us the best way to deal with this crisis. And they say the best way to deal with this is to close down restaurants, close down all businesses, make people stay in their homes, arrest them if they don't. Oh, I got to tell you this. On Sunday night, it was the last normal, apparently normal day around here, I was on the beach. You know that I'm interested in the celestial world, right? So I was on the beach at spring break here. I was looking around at heavenly bodies. Heavenly bodies, because I'm interested in the celestial realm. And I noticed that there were policemen on horseback lined up on the beach, like armed. I thought, this is weird. And then they, every 5 minutes, they would advance like 10 feet. It's like, what the hell's going on here? Like they were pushing people, hurting people. What the hell's going on here? I mean, the beach was packed. And I heard somebody behind me saying that one of the cops told me that if I went past the line, if I went back to where the cops came from, I'd be arrested. They were threatening to arrest people if they ignored this line that they were squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. Now I realize what it was. I realized that they were gradually closing the beach on Sunday night. It hit me later. It hit me yesterday. They're gradually closing the beach, and they did it just by gradually using them frickin' horses. The poor horses are victims of the madness. The horses are made to involuntarily participate in something that I am not participating in. I refuse to participate in it. Let me see. What? Oh, you know what I forgot to do? Ah, hang on. I forgot to do something. Hang on, don't go away. All right, this is going to be necessary here. This might not be available for much longer. So this was at the store, right? Who knows how many people touched this thing, right? There. I've just developed antibodies against whatever the hell these people had. I'm developing antibodies as we speak because of those actions you just saw. I got the coronavirus, I told you, 2 days ago, so now I'll never get it again, and I cured it with this and a cigar. I can't smoke a cigar in the house here, so I will refrain. Let me repeat this statistic concerning the mosquitoes. Moreover, mosquitoes kill 2,740 people daily. Well, then, I think we must close every restaurant in the world. Let's lock down whole cities. Let's threaten to arrest people if they walk out onto the sand, where the water ends. Water comes in. The water stops. There's a nice little area of sand. The sun is shining. It's beautiful. People are under pressure in this life. Students, they have to work hard on their tests, on their exams, and then they get a break in the spring. Then they come down here for happiness, for joy, for sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever they do. So, and to reveal their bodies. Now they can't do that. They can't have fun. This beautiful thing God made, this beachhead. No, you can't go on the beach. Why? Because somebody might get the thing. Maybe I'll just call it the thing. Maybe I'll call it Lurch. Thing. Thing was a character on Adam's Family. Remember that just big hair thing? There was Lurch, there was Thing, there was Grandmama, there was Grandpa, there was Herman. What was the kid's name? Wolf? Wolfie? Who was the chick's name? Ah, I got it on the tip of my tongue. Wolfie? Was that the guy's, the little... Ah, crap. Did I say Grandmama? Yeah, all right. Listen to this. This email ends. Humans kill 1,300 fellow humans. Oh, I believe they call that murder. Well, since there's 1,300 murders a day, which is 10 or 100 times what Thing is killing. I'm going to call it Thing, named after the Addams Family character. Thing. From now on, I'll say it one more time. I'm going to call the coronavirus Thing. Because it's a hairy nothing. It doesn't even talk. Thing just made noises. Shut up, Thing. Go to your room, Thing. Oh. This thing wasn't over. Thing. Snakes kill 137 people daily. Snakes. There are snakes all over the world, and they kill 137 people a day. I think even that's 10 times more than Thing is killing. 10 times more than Thing is killing. This crap I'm drinking, and it's other family members, probably kills a lot of people. I mean, I don't have the gene in me that would abuse alcohol. I've never had a problem. My parents introduced me to alcohol at a young age. My dad would let me sip his beer, and I hated it. It was the worst thing ever. When I first tasted this stuff, whiskey, I hated it. I remember I was in Texas doing a conference with Sheridan. We were in Amarillo, and somebody bought a bottle of cognac. I kind of heard of it, but here, try this stuff. It's like, who can drink this stuff? Now I savor it. More people who die from this stuff. And so what did they try to do in the 20s? Let's try prohibition. The government once again moves in to make something illegal that makes people happy. And of course, it forced people underground and it created an entire crime syndicate. Yeah, a crime syndicate. What do you think this is going to do? What do you think the economic ruin is going to do? It's going to create crime syndicates. People are going to kill each other for stuff. And people are going to kill themselves between murders, between people killing themselves on alcohol or drugs because of our reaction to this freaking thing. more destruction by many times will be created by the cure than the disease itself. In this case, as in most cases, honestly, especially in organized medicine, organized government, organized religion, anything institutional you would like to name, including institutional government, the cure is always worse than the disease. I know this is God's plan. All you can do is roll with it. In the meantime, cheers. They threw a virus, and I refused to show up.